I'm Tony Bruschi. Welcome. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage on the trial of Alec Murdaugh. This is a look back at some of the key moments and conversations that we've had over the last several weeks regarding the case.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
I think it kind of goes without saying at this point, there really seems to be no bar too low for Alec Murdaugh to stoop to make his money. And this is interesting. Over the weekend, Daily Mail finding some old Alec Murdaugh law firm commercials. And we're going to get to that in just a second. I was wondering if these are out there somewhere. And the disturbing part about these, it's not just your typical, I'm an attorney, let's make this look this way. Like, no, these are cases he actually stole money from the people on and then used the heart-wrenching video of, in this case, a quadriplegic client he'd cheated out of $1 million in other court cases to try and make people cry so he could get more money. Yes, that's how this worked. Of course, Alec Murdaugh, who was on the stand last week, failed to apologize to any of the clients that he stole millions from, stating only he was embarrassed by the thefts. Among cases outlined to jurors was that of Hakeem Pickney, who was paralyzed in a car wreck in 2009. Murdaugh earned $4.1 million in fees on that and then stole another $1 million, you know, because he's Alec Murdaugh. The alleged killer used footage from Pickney in a commercial to promote how emotive video could be used in court to make attorneys cry and win settlements. Let's take a listen to that Alec Murdaugh commercial here, and I'll try and give you a little play-by-play of what's going on screen.
We deal with so many clients who unfortunately have suffered catastrophic injuries.
So Alec is sitting there in his office, you know, awards behind him, and then it goes and cuts to Mr. Pickney being hand-fed with a spoon as he's a quadriplegic, so obviously, he doesn't have the ability to eat. And it's heart-wrenching. You feel horrible for the man. But there's Alec exploiting it.
Injuries and are unable to go about moving around the way we take for granted. To be able to show a jury those things instead of telling a jury about them, the benefit is unexplainable. There's absolutely no better tool in the courtroom than to capture that in video. I can't tell you how many times we have used your videos in mediations and seen the adjusters and the attorneys on the other side move to tears. There's just absolutely no comparison to what video can do.
Basically, how can we exploit this as much as possible to get more money? Now, more money, not necessarily that's going to go to you, but more money I can get for me. But I'm not going to say that. So keep sending me your videos of the horrible life situations that you're in.
Best storyteller in the world cannot relay with full effect the way a video can. And I'm sold on it.
And it's like a testimonial is what he's in that ad for, of how legal videos can. And it makes sense. I mean, to show somebody in a horrible situation, to bring someone to tears, to convince a representative for an insurance company or whatnot of what a settlement should be. I get it. It makes sense. But it now that we look at it from this perspective, on the other end of everything, just the depravity of what he's using it for. Yes, it's for making money for him, not for you. Not for you, the person who he's representing. It's for him. He's absolutely sold on it, by the way. I wonder how much money Alec got for giving that testimonial in that video, by the way. Because this was not like a commercial that would go out to the general public. This is kind of a inside baseball, inside law firm marketing as a company that's marketing, going and taking video of clients who are injured so they can go and then show that in court. Which, again, I understand. It does make a lot of sense retrospectively when you're looking at it from the back end here. hindsight is 2020, and it's just, gosh, I have a feeling we are just skimming the surface of the things that Alec Murdaugh has been involved in throughout his entire life that have turned out to have a real darker meaning to them. It's just going to keep coming even after this trial is done. It's like, oh, he screwed somebody there too. Wow. Because people like this, that's just how they operate. And it's like, screw y'all. If you don't catch me, well, that's the more power to me. The depravity of a human mind. It's scary how dark it can go.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. And if you want to weigh in and share your thoughts, you can call 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in on anything that we're covering for you. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.